We'll be hearing about the streams of antimatter created by lightning on Earth in just a minute. But first, Carolyn, Rianne Engelbrecht has emailed to ask how quickly gravity propagates. And if changes in gravity affect everything instantly, could we actually use it as a way to communicate faster than light?
Well, this is an intriguing idea. So I just want to talk first about how fast gravity propagates, indeed how gravity propagates. And to do that, we're going to have to go back to Einstein's equations for general relativity, which have a very simple solution, which would suggest that gravity can be represented by gravitational waves propagating. So similarly, in the way that light waves are created by electric charges in motion, you have an analogous gravitational waves that are created by masses in motion, and they can carry information about a change in a gravitational field. So again, this is looking at Einstein's ideas of gravity, where the force of gravity is due to the curvature of space-time. So space and time are warped by the presence of massive objects. And this warped, this distorted shape is fixed around matter that isn't moving. But if that mass or matter starts to move around, the curvature of space-time will change and evolve. And these disturbances spread outwards like ripples on the surface of a pond, which actually isn't a very helpful analogy, because you've got to be clear that unlike other waves, gravitational waves do not travel through space-time, but they're actually the fabric of space-time itself oscillating and moving. And so, if you like, they're travelling distortions within the geometry of space itself. OK, so this is a bit of a distraction. To go back to Rian's original question, as we understand it, these ripples expand outward from the original disturbance at the speed of light and certainly don't happen instantaneously and don't propagate faster than the speed of light. So I don't think that's going to be a useful way to communicate faster than light.
Ripples in the fabric of space-time sound like very hard things to detect. Can we prove that they're actually there?
Well, of course, this would be something we'd love to detect, gravitational waves, because how much gravitational radiation, if you like, is emitted by a movement of a mass, it strongly depends on how large that mass is, how fast it's moving, and of course how far away you are from it. And so while objects on Earth can produce gravitational waves, the power of these is truly insignificant and nothing that we can detect. Waves only become significant enough that we have a hope to detect them in systems that are incredibly massive, or they move at speeds close to the speed of light. And of course, that's where astronomy comes in, because that's the kind of environment where you have truly enormous masses travelling at enormous speeds and you produce enough gravitational waves that we might have a hope of detecting them in the near future. And astronomers would love to detect gravitational waves, not just to verify the predictions of general relativity that such waves should exist. It would be a very good way to test whether they can propagate as we think at the speed of light. For example, if a distant supernova goes off, do the gravitational waves from that arrive at the same time as the light signal from that supernova? That would immediately tell us that our understanding of this is correct. And in addition, it would be such a neat way to find information about matter in the universe, because at the minute, the only communication we get is light signals and how we interpret light signals. It would be fantastic if we could start to detect gravitational waves and have a completely different way of detecting matter in our universe.